All right, class, permit me to fumble around some. I'm trying to take you into the purpose of the supernatural. And so I'll be in and out in different fibers of the spirit that will increase our ability to function in a deeper dimension of the spirit. And so in these classes, the spirit will drop down in different ways. There's no distance between us. The Holy Ghost is more powerful than the internet. So some things are transpiring in your life. I want to go about a second purpose on you have to have the ability to operate in the supernatural. Yes, purpose number two. I gave you purpose number one in the last class. Whatever you do without the power of God, it will become dead works. Whatever you do without the power of God, whatever you do without yielding to the Spirit, that you may function in the supernatural, will become dead works. Now, emotions sometimes make you look like you're doing a powerful ministry. But if you're not changing nobody's life, you're really not. Let's look at four or five things under that statement, whatever you do without the power of God. One day you will be judged, and this is what God will judge. He will say, did you do this in your own ability, or did you do it with my power? Oh, my goodness. See, when you recognize your inabilities, you are yielding to the power of God. When you recognize the Apostle Paul constantly tells us about his insufficiencies, and he asked God about it, and God said, just depend on my grace. God wants us to stay dependent upon him. Not that we get to the point that we're so powerful, we don't need God. We just move out like we want, you know. God don't want that. He wants us to depend up on him. Are you listening to me, class? Anything you do without the power of God, it will become by God as a dead work. And the day of rewards, you will not get any reward. Then he gives us an example. Any person coming to sing on stage, worshiping God in their own talent, without the power, is called strange fire. Now we know the scripture says that Jesus baptized us with the Holy Ghost in power. But this strange fire, this talented fire, man, I got to go over this again. We got to go over this again. Let me get the next one. A strange fire is called something that is done in your own talent. What talent? God is not pleased. Only when it's done through the power of God. Now we're in a shipwrecking factor here now, because some of y'all are talented, but you cannot use that talent. You got to yield to the gifts of the Spirit. Now the Spirit breathes upon that talent, but see, a lot of times talented folks, you can't get them to humble themselves because they're so busy trying to show their ability. I've been around a lot of talented people. I preach on a lot of talented platforms. But when the Holy Ghost you hit, like a big broom come from heaven and sweep all the talent off the stage, and the fire start burning. If you understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. Whatever you do without the power of God, it will become dead work. Whatever you try to do just by your talent, by your intellect, or by your academic, nothing wrong with them, but they cannot stand on this stage. See, so the most anointed people I've seen were standing on the stage of the Spirit. So I want to give this over to you, because I want you to have this class. I want you to know why the students from this school I want to set their ministry on a supernatural stage, and that they, oh, and Lord, and enjoy it. Oh, you sit there and watch the Holy Ghost do something, and say, where'd that come from? You know, not trying to make nothing up. So I want to go back over these with you again on the second purpose. Whatever you do without the power of God, it will become dead work. I see a lot of that going on. So he said, number one, you will be judged, and this is what God will judge. He will say, did you do that in your own abilities, or did you do it with my power? I said, you see, you got to be by his power. Anything you do without my power or the power of God will become to God as dead work. In other words, you've done it outside of the spirit. That's what I'm saying. You see, and that's where it's dangerous at. And we've got entertainers now. We've got people doing a lot of things in the church. And I just want to touch it as your instructor. The culture they're trying to bring in, justifying homosexuality is not right. They're trying to take the scriptures and say, you're not loving somebody. You're judging them. No, we're just going with what God said. We can't let nobody change what God said. And then there's only a small number. So don't get so dynamic about it and teaching about this all the time. I'm just telling you because you're a student. It's a small number, and I don't care if it was a large number. They're coming down. Okay? Now they start bringing entertainment to the church. They're dancing on worldly music now. And that's what happens when you try to function without the fivefold ministry gift. The apostle and the prophet, teacher, pastor. See, they try to function outside that fivefold. We've got all these denominational structure. All these people have been called by different names now. And they're trying to just rise up. But they're all going to be cut down. So I want you to be clear of that mess. Clear understanding that the Bible is a holy book. God is a holy God. And you are a holy man or you're a holy woman. Another thing you got to watch is that all these black men going freakish, they're trying to cut the population off. You got to be smarter than that. You can't just come and be a dummy and a slave to something else. Yield to the Spirit of God. Let me get back to my list. So if you don't operate in the supernatural or in the Spirit of God or be full with the Spirit or led by the Spirit, operating in the power of the Spirit, the day of reward, you will not get any reward. And then he said, here's an example. And this is the best example I can see. I've been in ministry 50 years. My praises have turned into apostolic and prophetic praises. They're not up there on talent. And none of them got talent, but they're just flowing. I just see them on Sunday morning. I enjoy almost more of my preaching. I come sit there and get full. Matter of fact, I'm getting full right now. Getting full with the Spirit when I see those children just operating in the Spirit. And they're operating with one another and see that type of love. You know, I don't have a band now. They playing, my two boys know how to operate that thing with music background. I don't know where, I don't know if I'm ever going back. I tell you, I'm really enjoying it. My anointing never been affected like it's affected now in my own church. And just talking about it, I get anointed. So he called it strange fire. Anything that is not operating under the power of God may seem like, but it's strange fire. And strange fire is called something that is done in your own talent. You know, I was thinking, they say, that's a demon. Satan doing that. No, it's something you've done in your own talent, because when you do something in your own talent, you can't stop Satan. You got to be in the Spirit. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Because I was in the Spirit, I heard some things that I couldn't hear normally. Then I saw some things. Then I wrote some things because I was in the Spirit. Talent and strange fire is called something that is done in your own talent. Talent, God is not pleased only when it's done through the power of God. Are you getting this, class? So we can take Luke 4:1 and be a text for us. And Jesus, being full of the Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. That's ministry. That's the whole ministry. Let me return that. That's the whole ministry right there. I see you, Lord. All right, tell me what to say about it. But the whole picture of ministry, what is being shown to you in one verse? One verse. Somebody will catch it. One verse. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus exposed his whole ministry and Jesus being full of, Luke 4, 1, being full of the Holy Ghost, number one, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit, then to go into the wilderness, you see, being 40 days tempted of the devil. So full of the Holy Ghost, led by the Holy Ghost, and whipping the devil. That's where you want to be. See, full of the Holy Ghost, led by the Holy Ghost, and whipping Satan every time. You can't say it, you can't express it no clearer, no cleaner than that. Can you see this? So, all right, now let's go back. Let's go back to purpose number three in functioning in the supernatural. What is the purpose? It's to prepare you to live the eternity here and now, or live in the kingdom here and now, or live in heaven here and now. In other words, you don't have to wait to get to heaven. Bible talks about the days of heaven on earth. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The Bible says in Romans 14, 17, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is within me. See, well, the kingdom operates under a spiritual guardian. In other words, you don't have to wait to get to heaven. You can live heaven on earth now. That's what we should be doing. That's what we should be teaching and preaching. I want to bring eternity into the now. You can bring eternity into the now. You can bring the kingdom into the now. You can bring it into your situation. You can bring it into your problems, in your sickness. Anything you're confronted with, you are bringing eternity into it now. Oh, yeah, I see it, Lord. Thank you. The supernatural, I never said it before in my life. Now get it, Claire. The supernatural and eternity are synonymous. When the supernatural is functioning, the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and the will of God is in manifestation. When that is happening, you're already in heaven. Heaven is in you and operating in you when you're operating in the supernatural. I need to go over this again. It's to prepare you to live the eternity here and now. In other words, functioning in heaven's abilities on earth through your life and ministry. It back to our prophetic word for 2024. Let me manifest. Let me manifest. That's the cry of God. That's the cry of the Spirit. That's the cry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me manifest. And the order for to let him manifest, it has to be in the realm of the Spirit. And in the realm of the Spirit is in the realm of the supernatural. Let me manifest. I taught the other night, let me manifest to you and through you. And then a word coming behind, words are coming behind it. Massive promotion are about to take place through the people who are in right place. And I think he had me digging in these classes this morning because some great things about to happen. And I want you to be in tune to what God is doing. So in other words, you don't have to wait to get to heaven. You can live heaven on earth now. The word now is very important. I want to bring eternity into the now. Now, very basic, not basic, I can't call that basic. Powerful scripture. Well, two powerful scriptures, Hebrews 11 and 1 and Ephesians 3 and 20, come into perspective now. Now unto him that is able to do, well, let's just know. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and the evidence of things not seen. Now you go to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him, watch now, Claire. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now I'm gonna give you an insight here. I want you to take it as a school lesson. When the Apostle Paul spoke in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's in the supernatural. That's in the spirit realm. All right, when he said that, in Ephesians 1, I share with my student here in church, or my member, in Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul was teaching so strongly apostolically, he was frying up of all the other little classes that wouldn't yield to the fivefold ministry gift. And so in Ephesians 1, that prayer at the end of chapter Ephesians 1 is a prayer about spiritual activity, supernatural, really. But then they get over in Ephesians 3, there's another prayer, there's a prayer for the soul to be in place. This Ephesians 3:20 is part of that soul being in place prayer, you see, according to the power that works in us. I'll get in that deeper some other time, but I want you to look that over. We're so blessed that we have to go into the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the soul to keep it functioning properly. All right, let's go. I'll go to purpose four now. To lead you to have an encounter or experience with the power of God. Oh, brasataka. I can't tell you, Claire. Encounters and experience with the presence of God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Claire, you want to go there. You don't want to be just a bookworm. In other words, it's not enough to have theology, theory or knowledge. Theology is really theory and knowledge. It's not enough. See, you got to have that anointing to move in. I am not, say this with me, class, I am not satisfied just with the knowledge of the power. See, the knowledge of the power and the power itself is two different ball games. Are you following me? The knowledge of the power is not just to have enough to have the knowledge of the power. No. He said, I'm not satisfied just with the knowledge of the power. Here we go, Claire. You ready? I want to experience and to have an encounter with the power of God. So a question is asked, are you satisfied with theory, theology only? This lesson is designed to you to have an encounter experience with the power of God. Power of God. I can't overemphasize what the power of God means to me, and the encounters and the experience that I have had with God. And the more, and I look forward to the future of ministering in the power of God. Purpose number five. The purpose of this lesson all of these things will happen to you. Whenever you have an encounter in any area with the supernatural power of God, you will be a chosen vessel to carry his power, to bless, to heal, to deliver, to prophesy, to demonstrate to others. Excuse me, to demonstrate to others. Now that's back. That's back to Luke. Go turn back to Luke 4:18 and just pause over that moment. Acts 10:38. And I need you to pray and ask God to have that same anointing in Luke 4:1. Luke 4:1. Then you got 1 John 2:27 talks about that anointing. 1 John 2:27. Yep. You have an anointing abiding in you that teaches you all things you need not that any man teach you. It's so important. Why do I have to have an encounter with the power of God? In 1 Corinthians 2:5, look at that. Paul said, so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Well, a certain type of preaching had to have been there. Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And talk about not preaching with enticing word. Oh, class. Not preaching with enticing word, but preaching with empowering word. I'm sitting here. I'm in the spirit. I'm not just teaching a class. I'm not just teaching you theology. No. The supernatural power of God is here. The supernatural power of God. When you don't have an experience with the power of God, you will have only knowledge in your head. Knowledge in your head. And your faith will be shaky. It will be intellectual. I just got your teaching about active faith and passive faith. I heard a lady teaching on that, and I said, oh, my God. A lot of time, my faith was passive. It wasn't active. I had the scriptures. I was saying it. I was crying. But I wasn't present. I want you to catch that. Active faith. Make sure. Active faith is almost, I want to say a new term that I never used, is meditative faith. It's faith. It's John 6:63 faith. It's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life. Or is it John, is a Hebrews 4:12 faith. When you have had a divine operation that brought you to the reality of who you really are, who really backing you up, and how much power you have. When you don't have an encounter with God, you will say, I don't believe in healing. I don't believe I had to come to that church that much. I have to do all this and that. I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't believe you have to speak in tongues. I got the Holy Ghost. When you do have an encounter with God, you're desperate to come to church. You're desperate to go lay hands on the sick and cast out demons. Oh, hallelujah. Class, are you here yet? Are you listening? Most of the people that lost their healing after they were healed, they didn't have an encounter, only knowledge. But when you have an encounter or experience, you know that it was God. I can't overemphasize that. I want you to go over that tape over and over again. Now, in doing this in the realm of the supernatural, let us define God. Oh, my goodness. Even though he's too big to define. Number one, God is a supernatural being with supernatural ability. He transformed to us through the Spirit. Number two, God has dominion over the natural dimension. I didn't say the same word now. God has dominion over the natural dimensions. I'll just give you a little insight here. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 has a lot to do with the supernatural, because they're talking about a sanctified spirit, a sanctified soul, and a sanctified body. You're going to have them all sanctified to really walk in the supernatural. Now, what did I go there to say, Holy Spirit? Dominion over the dimension. God have dominion over the natural dimension. And so you have to aim to live with the help of the Holy Ghost, with a sanctified supernatural spirit, a sanctified supernatural soul, a sanctified supernatural body, and bring the three together in harmony to the will of God, and manifest in the natural dimension all that God is, and he is supernatural. You cannot, class, reduce God to the natural. I don't care how good you think you're preaching. You ain't got no anointing, you go sit down. Because it would be an insult and a lack of respect toward him. Oh, how many people dragging God into their little natural ministry, little natural preaching, little natural teaching, little emotional hooping and hollering, little, oh my goodness, I know all about that. God is supernatural. Say it three times. God is supernatural. God is supernatural. You serve a supernatural God. Why supernatural now, class? There are two dimensions, a realm in this universe, both created by God. The natural dimension, a realm, the supernatural dimension, a realm. Come on with me now, class. Why supernatural? Supernatural means it has dominion over the natural dimension, a realm. Like miracles, signs, and wonders, anointing. The natural dimension is composed of three things. Natural dimension now. Matter, space, and time. The supernatural dimension is not physical. It is visible. It is eternal. It never changes, immutable. It has dominion over the natural dimension. That's the reason why you cannot walk in your own ability. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Jesus knew he could not walk in his own ability. Now, this class is so strong. I'm going to have to pray in the tongue and see if he got something he won't say. I pray for these, Lord. You've sent under my care in this school, pastors, different ministers, different walk, different ministry gifts. I thank you for every one of them tonight. I keep hearing the word lifting, lifting, lifting. Many of you are being lifted right now. You might not sense it, but you're being lifted into another dominion, not dimension, another dominion. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every portion of the sound of my voice. Help the pastors. Be apostolic. Thank you that each student are here by choice. I impart a special anointing on each one of them. We know there's no distance in the spirit. Let your will be done in their life. Change what need to be changed. Charge what need to be charged. All right, class, I'll see you at the next class.